So this afternoon then, I am down at the Bear Grylls Cafe and Bar in Congleton, and I'm here with the owner and one of the amazing supporters and volunteers for the Maxtal Boys Boxing Club, Mark Winder. Mark, how are you, mate?
I'm fine, mate, thanks.
So we're having a chat today because the Boxing Club is about to launch something which could be huge for the community, for people in and around Macclesfield. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit about the Boxing Club in general. When did it start, who started it, and how is it going?
The Boxing Club in Macclesfield, we're based in the basement underneath the Fountain and Red Willow in the town centre. The gym itself has been in operation for about 15 years. It was started up by head coach Kev Bradbury and one of his other coaches, Gary White. Gary's the chairman and doesn't have much day-to-day involvement with the Boxing Club at the minute, but Kev is there three nights a week looking after all the youngsters in Macclesfield. And the Boxing Club has produced some fantastic boxers over the last few years. Carrie Sartingstall, the most recent one, Olympic bronze medalist. It's a great place. It's a not-for-profit organisation, and it gives an outlet for young people, you know, to go and do some physical training three times a week.
And would it be fair to say that people that aren't necessarily boxing fans may think that boxing's just about fighting and violence? Because I understand, and I know you're going to understand as well, that there's so much more behind boxing.
For sure. Boxing is, there's two different sides to boxing. There's amateur boxing, which Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club is an amateur boxing club, and there's professional boxing. Professional boxing is more about money. It's more about people becoming world champions. What we do is we offer an avenue for young people, especially who may be not into football, not into rugby, not into some of your traditional sports, but young kids who, you know, are probably not guided so well with their early life, an avenue and an outlet to train, to become mentally prepared for what life's going to throw at them, but also to channel some of that aggression, some of that mischievous ways. And the Boxing Club is a great leveller. Yes, violence does is one of the first things that people think about with boxing, but I can assure you that in amateur boxing, violence is far, 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 far from what it's actually about. It's more about the personal challenges that people need to face.
Because for me, boxing is all about discipline, yes, physical and mental well-being.
Yep.
And obviously what you're doing down at the Boxing Club is you're giving these young boys and girls an opportunity to, I suppose, be involved in something, be involved in a team, a community, and as you've just said, to grow as people with what life's going to throw, because we know, as being slightly older, life throws some challenges at us, doesn't it?
It's a great family environment, believe it or not. People think, like you say, the initial kind of thoughts on boxing is a violent kind of environment. It's so far removed from violence, it's unbelievable. It's more a family environment. You know, we have children down there from all different backgrounds. Children from impoverished families, we have children who are from middle class families. And boxing is that leveler kind of sport where it's just you versus yourself. It's all your own personal battles, Mike. You know, it's what you want to achieve. So you can be involved in team sports like football, but what we find in the Boxing Club is it's that individual drive to be the best version of yourself you possibly can be. And the Boxing Club allows people to develop in that way.
Now, the main reason that you and I are talking, Mark, today is that on Saturday the 22nd of October at Maxfield Town Hall, Maxfield Boys Boxing Club are launching their charity fundraising dinner boxing show. and you've got some exciting news because you're actually going to launch a new charity.
That's right, Mike. The Boxing Club is a not-for-profit organisation, but many avenues to funding aren't available to the Boxing Club in that format. The best way for a Boxing Club to access lots and lots of funding from the government and from Sport England and the National Lottery is to be a registered charity. So what we've set up is a new charity called Macclesfield Boxing for Life, and this will now be the main funding partner for the Boxing Club going forward. So this boxing show is the inaugural charity boxing dinner show for Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club in association with our new charity, Macclesfield Boxing for Life.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, the great news is that this is your first ever dinner show, charity fundraising evening, and tickets have almost sold out. There's still a few left.
Yeah.
How much are the tickets, and what are people, if somebody wants to come to the event, what are they actually getting?
The event itself is being held at Macclesfield Town Hall, and we looked at many venues in Macclesfield, but believe it or not, there aren't many venues that could accommodate the type of show we want to put on. So we settled on the ballroom at Macclesfield Town Hall, which is an amazing venue, crystal chandeliers, and it'd be the perfect backdrop to what we're trying to achieve with the dinner boxing show. So this is going to be our gala extravaganza, if you like. It's going to be tables of eight. We've got 10 tables of eight, a few VIP tables with ringside seats. There's going to be a chef's buffet, fish champagne reception. We've got a bar that's being run by Red Willow on the evening. We've got a few of the local businesses involved as well. And more of that will be revealed close to the time. We're looking at putting on 8 to 10 bouts of top-class amateur boxing on the night. And the coaches and all the coaching staff and all the kids and the boxers are working really hard to make sure that they are in the best physical shape for this boxing show, the inaugural boxing dinner show in Macclesfield on the 22nd of October.
So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, whether it be to get involved in sponsorship, whether it's to get involved in bringing their son or daughter down to the boxing club, whether it's to actually come to the dinner boxing show on the 22nd of October, how can they get in touch with yourselves?
Yep, it's a ticket only event, so we need to make people aware. You can't just turn up on the night and pay on the door, unlike our other boxing show in Wilmslow that we hold annually every February. This is a ticket only event, so we need to stress that to people. We have only a few tables left. We're selling tables at £450 for 8 people. That includes food and all the action on the night. And as I say, all the funds raised at the event will be going to the charity Macclesfield Boxing for Life. If anyone would like any more information, I would ask them to email, in the first instance, tickets@macboxing.co.uk. And then we can give all the details via email.
Superb. Mark, just before I let you get on with the rest of your day, because you have got a business to run down here at Bear Grylls as well.
Cheers.
With boxing on the evening, there are variations, and you mentioned it earlier, on the types of boxing that we can see on the evening at the event. You've got the skills bouts, and then you've got the amateur schoolboy, schoolgirl point system, because as you said, it's very different from the professional game. So what are skills bouts, and what can we expect to see in the ring on the evening?
Yeah, so a skills bout is basically for a boxer who has only recently took up the sport, and these skills bouts give the opportunity for boxers to experience what it's like at an event, in a ring, with a judge, with a referee, with a crowd. Not many people can actually take that pressure. It's a pressure that you don't really get in the boxing gym. So this is a good way for boxers to go out there, and express themselves. It's not about going knocking your opponent's head off. It's about showing your boxing skill, what you've learned in the gym. So those are the skill shows. The boxing dinner show will be more of the actual boxing that people will probably recognise from the Olympics. So will there be head guards for the boxers, and the boxers will be matched up on their weight. So it's not an age thing, it's a weight thing. So we'll have children boxing from the ages of maybe 11 up to 16. Then we'll have some adults boxing from 17 years on. So it's going to be a mixed show. It's going to be top class amateur boxing. It's going to be the best that Macclesfield can offer. And I would urge anybody, if you've not been to a boxing show, if you can get a ticket for this event, get a ticket. It's going to be spectacular.
It's certainly going to be an amazing evening, and the launch of the new charity is absolutely phenomenal. Mark, you've been involved in the club for some time now, and I think it's got to be said that you're a business owner, you're a local business owner. You and I were talking just before this about sometimes in life, it's not just about earning money, it's about giving back to the local community that you're from. That's an emphasis you put onto your own children. You support the boxing club, you help with the Savage Foundation in the week as well. On the boxing side, what's your involvement? What do you get involved in? So, because what I'm thinking is, if there's any youngsters out there that want to start boxing or they want to know more, what can they expect if they were to turn up at the boxing club?
I would urge anybody to get in touch with our head coach, Kev Bradbury. Kev's been coaching boxing for 20 years or so, and the level of skill involved in boxing and what you get taught at the boxing gym more or less is discipline, self-discipline, how to train, how to look after yourself physically and mentally. We offer sessions from as little as £1 for every session. So if you've got a young kid from the age of maybe 8 to 11 or 12, and they're looking, maybe they might not be involved in sport at the minute, or they're looking for that personal challenge, or they're just looking for some direction and someone to actually take them, you know, to the next level in their own personal development, come to the boxing gym. For £1 you get an hour and 15 minutes Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 5:30 till 7 o'clock. Get to the boxing gym. It's the best place in the world. Once you've been once, people come back.
For a quid.
For a quid.
I bet you can't get much in your cafe for a quid. Never mind an hour and 15 minutes worth of experience. And
no comment, mate. Give over.
So, Mark, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you, mate. Thanks ever so much for any time. And just a reminder that it is the Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club charity fundraising dinner boxing show on Saturday the 22nd of October. It takes place at Macclesfield Town Hall. It is a ticket only event. To get tickets, we urge you to email tickets@macboxing.co.uk. And if you miss out on this one, what you might want to consider is looking out for Macclesfield Boxing for Life, the brand new charity being launched to support the boxing club and the youngsters in and around the Macclesfield area. As we move forward, we will get Mac Boxing Club back on Silk Sport as well, and we'll have a chat with the head coach, Kev Bradbury. He's been with the club for over 15 years, and hopefully we may get a chance to speak to some of the amazing talent as it moves through its journey through Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club. We will look forward to seeing you on Saturday, 22nd of October, for the Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club charity fundraising dinner boxing show.
Thanks, Mike.